All right, so get ready because we are diving deep today
Yeah.
into Nichiren Buddhism
Okay.
to explore this practice called Daimoku.
Sounds intriguing already.
I know, right? And trust me, it is way more than just a fancy word.
You got that right.
Yeah.
For anyone really wanting to understand this branch of Buddhism,
Yeah.
Daimoku is absolutely essential.
Okay, so for those of us who maybe haven't spent like years studying Buddhism,
Yeah.
what exactly is Daimoku?
So basically, at its core, it's chanting this phrase, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
Okay.
But, and here's the important part, it's not just about saying the words, it's like
Right.
the intention behind them,
Yeah.
the focus you bring to it, the potential it has to honestly lead to some big changes.
Transformation. Yeah, that's a pretty powerful word. And we're not just talking about like, feeling zen after you use a meditation app or something. This seems way deeper than that.
Oh, absolutely. It goes way deeper.
Yeah.
One blog post even called it, get this, climbing out of hell with the rope of Daimoku.
Whoa.
Talk about intense imagery.
I mean, yeah, that's quite the visual. So how does just chanting, even if you're super focused, lead to that level of change?
Well, that's where the teachings of Nichiren come in.
Okay.
He was this 13th century monk who really brought Daimoku into the spotlight.
Okay.
He was convinced that deep down, within each of us,
Yeah.
there's a state of Buddhahood just waiting to be tapped into.
Wait, hold on. Buddhahood. Are we talking like everyone walking around is secretly enlightened?
That's the idea, yeah. Though maybe not in the way we usually picture it. See, Nichiren's take on it, which comes from the Lotus Sutra, is that this Buddhahood is more like a potential within us all, a life force, you could say, that needs to be awakened.
So it's like we've got this incredible power inside,
Yes.
and Daimoku is how we unlock it.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. And that's what makes this practice more than just a religious thing, right?
Okay.
It becomes a way of life, a way to handle challenges, relationships, really anything.
I can see why some people might have trouble explaining what that experience feels like.
Oh, for sure.
I noticed that one blogger even titled a post Daimoku similes, almost like they were like racking their brain to find the right comparison.
Totally. It's such a personal thing.
Right.
It's like trying to explain a color that nobody's ever seen before.
Right, exactly.
Which is why I find it so interesting to see how all these different blog posts offer their unique perspectives, different ways of wrapping your head around it.
Yeah. And speaking of different perspectives, there's this one post that really stood out to me. It was called The Bow of the Lotus Sutra and the Arrow of the Daimoku.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Powerful imagery, right?
It sounds super epic, like some ancient warrior
It
wisdom.
really does.
Yeah.
And it perfectly illustrates how the blogger sees the connection between, Buddhist teachings and the actual practice of Daimoku. Imagine this.
Yeah.
The teachings, the whole philosophy, that's the bow, right?
Okay.
Strong, impressive, but it needs something else.
Yeah.
It needs an arrow. That's where Daimoku comes in. That act of practice is what hits the target,
Right.
what actually creates change.
So it's about taking action, actually doing something with what you learn. Okay, I'm with you on that. But then there's this other post that talks about writing hand gestures while you're chanting. Now we're adding in choreography.
Well, it's not exactly a full-on dance routine or anything like that, but it does go to show how, individual practice can be different for everyone you know.
Okay.
Like, some people find that adding in mudras is really helpful,
No
which are
jaws.
basically like symbolic hand gestures.
Oh,
They
okay.
use them while chanting,
Right.
and they say it helps them focus and feel more connected to what they're doing. And Raiden, that's a specific mudra.
Okay.
It's supposed to be really good for like getting your energy flowing.
Interesting. So it's like you've got this main idea of Daimoku,
Right.
but then everyone kind of figures out their own way to make it work for them.
Yeah, exactly. And those personal journeys of like discovery, that's a big part of what these bloggers write about.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of journeys, one blogger wrote about the merit of 10,000 Odaimoku. So is there like a certain amount of chanting you're supposed to do or something?
It's not really about hitting a specific number.
Okay.
But this blogger does explain the whole concept of merit in Buddhism really well.
Okay.
It's about building up positive energy
Okay.
through dedicated practice,
Okay.
It's more about how sincere you are
Yeah.
and how much effort you're putting into each chant.
So, like, if I'm just saying the words a million times,
Yeah.
but I'm thinking about, like, what I want for dinner.
Exactly. It's not going to be that effective.
Okay.
It's like the blogger said, it's kind of like training for a marathon.
Okay.
It's not just about crossing the finish line, it's about the dedication and how much you change along the way.
So it's about really being present and focused while you're chanting, connecting with the meaning behind the words.
Exactly. And that's what unlocks the real power of it all, you know? Though I get it.
Yeah.
Some people find it helpful to set goals for their chanting. Like, it helps them stay consistent. It's all about finding what works best for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. But there's this one post I got to ask you about.
Okay.
It talks about this criticism of Daimoku, saying it's like hypnotism. That seems kind of controversial, don't you think?
Yeah, it comes up sometimes.
Really?
But it's really just people misunderstanding what Daimoku actually is.
So what is the difference then between chanting and like getting hypnotized on stage at a show?
Okay, so hypnosis usually tries to put you in a trance.
How?
To make you do things you wouldn't normally do.
Okay.
Daimoku's totally different. It's about becoming more aware, accessing these deeper levels of your own consciousness. And ultimately, it's about empowering yourself.
So it's more about self-discovery than mind control then.
Exactly. It's about realizing your own strength.
Okay.
Your wisdom, your compassion. That actually reminds me of this other blog post title. 800 years, supernatural powers of the Daimoku.
Okay, now that sounds like we're about to get into some serious superpower territory. Am I going to be moving things with my mind now?
I wish. Telekinesis would be pretty handy, right?
Right.
But it's important to understand what supernatural actually means in this context. You know,
okay.
It's not about like bending spoons with your mind or anything like in the movies.
Yeah.
It's more about tapping into this like incredible potential that we all have inside.
Oh, okay.
Which, according to Buddhist teachings, is already pretty amazing as it is.
Okay, so we're not talking about controlling things with our minds.
No, no.
But more about like unlocking something within ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's like imagine wisdom, compassion, courage.
Yeah.
The ability to face challenges without falling apart.
Okay.
Those are the supernatural powers that Daimoku helps you cultivate.
So it's about becoming like the best possible version of yourself.
Exactly. And that, honestly, can be a pretty amazing transformation in itself, don't you think?
Definitely. It's not about having power over other people, but about finding the power within yourself.
Right. And that's what makes exploring Daimoku so interesting. It shows how something rooted in like really old traditions can still be so relevant to our lives now.
Yeah, totally. It's like we're tapping into this universal need to grow, to find meaning, to connect with something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
Wow, this really has been quite a journey. We started off just trying to figure out what Daimoku even is, and now we're talking about like unlocking our inner superpowers.
I know, right? It's pretty wild.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired.
Me too. It reminds us that we're capable of way more than we think we are. And that's a really powerful message for anyone, really.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, if any of this has resonated with you, even a little bit, if you're curious about this idea of tapping into your own potential, maybe it's worth digging a little deeper. What does that potential look like for you? What would it take to start unlocking it? Something to think about.